We're going through. The commander's voice was like thin ice breaking. He wore his full dress uniform with the heavily braided white cap pulled down rakishly over one cold gray eye.
We can't make it, sir. It's spoiling for a hurricane, if you ask me.
I'm not asking you, Lieutenant Berg, said the commander. Throw on the power lights. Rev up to 8,500. We're going through.
The pounding of the cylinders increased. Ta-pakata, pakata, 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 pakata. The commander walked over and twisted a row of complicated dials.
Switch on number 8 auxiliary, he shouted.
Switch on number 8 auxiliary, repeated Lieutenant Berg.
Full strength in number 3 turret, shouted the commander.
Full strength in number 3 turret.
The crew, bending to their various tasks in the huge, hurtling 8-engine Navy hydroplane, looked at each other and grinned.
The old man'll get us through, they said to one another.
Not so fast. You're driving too fast, said Mrs. Mitty. What are you driving so fast for?
Said Walter Mitty. He looked at his wife in the seat beside him with shocked astonishment.
You were up to 55, she said. You know I don't like to go more than 40. You were up to 55.
Walter Mitty drove on toward Waterbury in silence. The roaring of the SN-202 through the worst storm in 20 years of Navy flying fading in the remote, intimate airways of his mind.
You're tensed up again, said Mrs. Mitty. It's one of your days. I wish you'd let Dr. Renshaw look you over.
Walter Mitty stopped the car in front of the building where his wife went to have her hair done.
Remember to get those overshoes while I'm having my hair done, she said.
I don't need overshoes, said Mitty.
We've been all through that,
she said, getting out of the car.
You're not a young man any longer. Why don't you wear your gloves? Have you lost your gloves?
Walter Mitty reached in a pocket and brought out the gloves. He drove around the streets aimlessly for a time, and then he drove past the hospital on his way to the parking lot.
It's the millionaire banker, Wellington McMillan, said the pretty nurse.
Yes, said Walter Mitty, removing his gloves slowly. Who has the case?
Dr. Renshaw and Dr. Benbow. But there are two specialists here, Dr. Remington from New York and Mr. Pritchard Mitford from London. He flew over.
A door opened on a long, cool corridor, and Dr. Renshaw came out. He looked distraught and haggard.
Hello, Mitty, he said. We're having the devil's own time with McMillan, the millionaire banker and close personal friend of Roosevelt. Obstreosis of the ductal tract, tertiary. Wish you'd take a look at him.
Glad to, said Mitty. In the operating room, there were whispered introductions. Dr. Remington, Dr. Mitty. Mr. Pritchard Mitford, Dr. Mitty.
I've read your book on streptothoracosis,
said Pritchard Mitford, shaking hands.
A brilliant performance, sir.
Thank you, said Walter Mitty.